Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at Hero.co with code IHEART. That's Hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on Hero.co.
So, like, normal for your estradiol is between 10 and 400, and mine's 57.7. Mm. So, technically, I'm in normal range, but she's like, that doesn't mean you're
depleting.
You're not having symptoms.
Yeah.
So, like, so that's why he's giving you the prescription. Because I'm like, hey, 57 out of 400
doesn't sound great
on a test. You
yeah,
know?
I'm not a mathematician, but if I'm getting that in college, I think I'm having to retake that class.
Totally. So
I got that,
like,
in aerobics.
Give me that. They didn't want to do a testosterone. They did FSH or whatever,
uh-huh.
which was still, like, within range. So they're just starting me out with the one, but I'm good with it. Like,
yeah, man.
I looked it up online. A lot of people don't have it's so funny. Are we podcasting? Because I want to make sure that you guys
everybody
hear
hears us talk about our vaginas.
Hormones. So I did my Kristen's been like, you've got to get your blood test. You've got to get your hormones checked. Come to find out, I was 2 years late on my yearly. Totally forgot about that because time flies.
Well, in all fairness, those don't have to happen as often. That's not me discouraging anybody, but I didn't realize that we went from doing them once a year to now that you could. Some women only have to do them once every like 5 years.
Right.
But with that being said, still get your cuckoo check.
I asked about that when I was there this last time, and she goes, "You got insurance? Why not do it?" She's like, "If it's a cover, like mine as well. It's good safeguard." So I did that, but I had like spotting after the marital act of coitus.
Mm. Yeah.
And it hurt kind of.
Yeah.
So I was like, this has got to be the walls thinning or caving in, whatever it is. So I was like, whatever the stuff is, I'm going to try it.
Your walls are like, wait, are we doing this? What?
Yeah.
Guys,
I think
guys, what? We ride at dawn?
My vagina was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This has been a long time.
Like,
we forgot we had anything to do. We're dusty.
Listen, it happens to the best of us. My walls were like, oh, we are unprepared for this.
Yeah. We're at that age. Nobody's really
listen,
like, it's not a bangarang in
it's
our
house.
It's not. I got the stuff and I'm excited with it.
Good.
So far to see what's going to happen. I'm very affected by placebo in drugs. I'm just so excited to try a new thing. It's like, here's a side effect, spotting and gas. And I'm like,
fine.
Well, I've got those already. So what do I need now?
I
a turtleneck and a flute and I'm fucking hot as can be, right? I'm back in middle school.
I don't know how you would say that a turtleneck and a flute are not attractive because those are big wins for me.
Well, it's throwing acne. That's probably going to happen. Like hearing loss. What else? I'm going to, all the negative side effects so far I've got. We'll see. I'll keep you guys up to date on what good happens.
Well, I say this over and over, because I think the thing that's good is, A, you are proactive about your own women's health. But more than that is, it's not just about like what happens on the outside. It's what happens on the inside. And
right.
if you get in front of perimenopause and you start talking to your doctor early, you have such a better battle against osteoporosis and heart disease. And I know everyone's like, eye roll, I don't want to hear about this. But if you read the statistics about what those numbers are for us as women, it's staggering. And if you wait too long to get your hormones balanced or to get on hormone replacement, you actually start depleting so fast that it's really scary. So I'm really happy that you got, like, get in front of it. Who cares? It's like getting your oil changed in your car.
So I understand now too that you had said, I think the IUD is a benefit. here is the benefit that I did not realize until I was talking to my doctor about it. The IUD that I have has progesterone in it, which is something that they will substitute. So I was talking to my friend, my neighbor. She goes, during COVID, I was like really mad, but everybody was. So I didn't notice anything and I didn't have any like difference with my period because I hadn't gotten it so long because of my IUD. And it's the progesterone one. So she said she went and she had to go in there and go, do this. I want this done. And just so you know, I'm going to get it done outside of here if you guys can't make it happen.
Right.
So she said the nurse like pulled whatever string she could to get all the testing. She goes, I know something is off with me, which she's a nurse. So she was like really proactive and knew the right things to say about it. But like she said, because you have the IUD, you're going to miss a lot of symptoms or you're not going to have some of those symptoms.
Which is also one of the appealing parts of having the IUD is like that if it would make that course not so intense, but you could misread.
You can. You totally can. But I do think
I'm
got
no doctor. I'm just saying when you have a goatee like me, the symptoms come on strong.
Well,
they're hard to miss.
He said to me too, my doctor was like, we normally don't test testosterone unless we think you might have a thyroid thing, like PCOS or something like that. Or he's like,
can't tell you how many people have asked me if I've had PCOS or tested me. My doctor was like, I don't know many women that have your level of testosterone that don't have it or I don't have it. I'm just a dude chick.
That's
I don't
my
know
other
how to
friend.
Explain
I'm
it.
Attracted to you ladies because she has high testosterone too for a female.
Laura does?
Yeah, because she works out so much too, I think.
Same.
Is what, muscular people, you know, it like gets your testosterone going. So like, yeah. So she was looking into getting that. I hope it's okay I'm talking about this, Laura. I won't use your last name or address or anything like that. They won't give you estrogen without progesterone.
Yeah,
they have to do them together. So if you have the progesterone IUD, all they have to give you is estrogen. Which, by the way, mine's totally covered. 3 months worth.
Great.
3 months worth is $500 if you're paying out of pocket, and it was $90.
That's what mine is, too, because I went to the patches. Look, I'm like the race car things where they go into the pit, and they're like...
Yeah.
I get my car, my tires switched, my patches replaced, my creams, my rubs. Sometimes I tried the pellets. I decided not to do those because the whole thing made me want to barf a little bit, but I might go back. Those are out of pocket. But like everything is covered to a degree. I still think you should be able to go into a bathroom and be like, condom, tampon, pad,
estrogen,
hormone replacement therapy, and a fucking compliment. And all of those should be zero money. Well, that's what I think.
I do think it's interesting because you can't, unless you really like know your health history, like what kind of IUD you have, because you could have a copper IUD and you're not getting progesterone.
Yeah.
So you have to have your doctor know what exactly what you're getting. So you know what combo. Don't do one of those online things if you don't really know.
An online IUD?
No. I just
Are you talking about like MIDI and all those things?
Yeah.
I agree with that. I use MIDI. If you don't know the story, it's... I got a supplemental OBGYN and I told her all of my deepest and darkest vaginal secrets.
Sexual history.
And I talked so fast and I gave her so much more information than she needed. She didn't need to know about any of my dating history, but I gave it to her.
Can you just tell me it's okay?
I just wanted a graphic
I'll
detail.
Sleep better,
I was like,
you
it
guys.
Doesn't count, right? Because it, anyway.
No, he used a condom.
So. There was a part of me that believed that to be true. I went into great detail and then I got immediately awkward because I was like, we only have 20 minutes on this telehealth thing. And then I was like, where are you at? And she's like, Kansas City. One thing leads to another. We found out that she is my cousin. In fact, a long story short, she ended up being from
shocking.
A really small town in Western Nebraska. And she's like, my aunt is Anna Faye. And I said, my aunt is Anna Faye. And so I'm glad to have a doctor in the family. She's great.
Proud of her. Yeah.
But the thing is about those, I know what you're saying. The thing about the supplemental MIDI and all of those, I think they're wonderful for a million reasons. Obviously, just like with BetterHelp or anything that is something you can do remotely, I think it's a great thing. I don't think it should be the first team. I think it should be the B team. I think you should have an active OBGYN that you go into their office, you go into a lab, they look at your stuff, they look at you, they assess you, you create a relationship with them. MIDI for me is supplemental health, but I always defer to my doctor first.
Once you've been in there.
Nobody's been in more than me. I've got a freaking beeline to my doctor's
office. If you've had a hysterectomy.
Yes.
Any kind. any kind of hysterectomy.
Yes.
Or you've had an IUD, make sure you talk to the source who knows exactly what you've
exactly.
had removed.
Because that's different.
If they leave your ovaries, there's a different like hormone requirement you're going to have. So when the doctor called me, I was in the car with my son.
Yeah.
And so I switched it. I never like do handheld in the car.
Yeah.
We were on
I'd
the
say let it rip.
So I did handheld.
He He's was like, what's estradiol?
He goes, why'd you do that? I go, well, I was talking to the doctor that delivered you about
my lady
health
parts.
Right now. And I was like, I think I'm just going to make this not a weird conversation with him. I go, so you know how like you're at the age where your hormones are just like starting yeah. to kick in. He's like, I go, well, guess
Mom.
What, bud? After you get a certain age, they start to leave and it can cause health problems. Like your hormones affect it's systemic. Yeah. Every single part of your body, it can affect your heart even. So I went to the doctor and I wanted, but I didn't know if they were going to say something that was too personal that would creep you out. So I took it off speakerphone. So then Delilah had a question about it when we were talking, you know, at my friend's house last night. And Dash was like chiming in. He's like, no, it's just like how when your hormones are kicking in, then they're gonna leave later. Amen. And I'm like, hey, I think I might have just normalized the life cycle for my children a little bit.
Look, it's not the first thing I want to talk about at a party, but it is the last thing I end up talking
well,
about at a party.
Well, unfortunately now, you know me.
That or finance rates. I don't know.
I spent the whole party talking about that. Yeah.
Because you know what it is? I was shocked when I had my first symptoms and I was young. Everything was kicking and normal for like 4 years after I went in. I was shocked at how little I knew. I was shocked at how little my OBGYN knew, not the new one, my former one.
Yeah.
I was shocked at...
I think that is
it's disgusting.
A tragedy.
And I also like... Everybody's very into reproductive health. And I'm like, that's fine too. We should just be concerned about women's health. Period.
Well, okay. I understand they make all their money delivering babies, but hey, dance with the one that brought you, okay?
Yeah. When,
as I phase out of this, I still need you.
Right.
You got to keep up on your
shit, Doc.
And
where are you going to put me? I got 30 years left on the rack. What are you going to do with me if I'm fucking angry
You're
going to
be
time?
Looking at this 85-year-old sniz.
Yeah.
One of these days,
But not even that.
Man.
I'm going to be walking through grocery stores making life hell for everybody. Like, give me the fucking things I need to make my life happier and healthier so I'm not such a bitch or that I don't have heart disease or that I turn into a question mark. Like, it was shocking to me not only to learn about like all the hormone stuff, the endocrine system, Jesus, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about like how we've sort of taught women that like, well, this is just part of life and you're supposed to suffer. The fuck it is. You are not. You do not have to. The second you start to like unfold the research, you start going, how come nobody told me about this? We are going to tell you about this. We are going to tell you that at 35, you are going to experience hormone changes that might not even seem like anything to you.
Or earlier, like if you
even
do,
earlier.
If you have like cysts, like polyovarian cysts and stuff, you can start, like there's a lot of things that can make you go into perimenopause like
sure.
early.
The endocrine system is so interesting, but the second there is an absence of some of those hormones, it causes depletion of your skeleton.
Not just breast cancer. If
no,
you've had
any
to go
cancer.
Through
your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind, to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Nix, that's K-N-I-X, leak-proof underwear, is made for real life. Because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Nix gives you reliable leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. For periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Nix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Nix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's knix.com.
So Kristen's done a lot more research on it than I have. I'm willing to try whatever it is that works. If I need to switch to patches, whatever, like, I did read that some women get nauseous, like almost like a morning sickness thing, depending on like what time of day they put the cream on or whatever it is. But I want to know how long I need to take it. Am I going to have to do it forever? And like,
yeah, but take one step at a time.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned is to like really enjoy those good days. I'm not trying to be like a Debbie Downer that like everything is terrible, but you do find yourself thinking you're crazy. And
I
always want to say to women, like, if that starts to happen to you, just for once in your life, think that it isn't you and go in and get assessed first. And if the doctor's like, nope, you're totally normal, then you've got to, you got to go talk to somebody else. But yeah. I'll bet dollars to donuts.
Generally, mental illness does not kick in when you're over 40.
No, it's that just is, it's time. Been there. It's been sitting there. It has been your friend the whole time.
Yeah.
But it does, interestingly enough, your SSRIs don't work the same. Like women have a high level of depression in the peak of right perimenopause, right into menopause. And then I've been reading a lot about, there's this positive thing that happens too, where women become wise, they become less concerned about how they look, they become more direct in what they say. There's like a steadiness to women, they bond more together. There's like, once you get the whole, hey, my only worth is having these babies, and it becomes like, I also have a brain in my head. But that's why we have to advocate for our health, because now we have all of this equipment. We got to make sure that it runs. You know, it's like you're not just your V-hole, you know, you're not just like a bangarang, even though I enjoy it. And can I go right into this, into a hot flash? Can I just go right into this? I want to know who has tripped my trigger and I think broken me out of perimenopause a little bit. Is Brad Pitt has brought me back from the dead.
Oh, really?
I know. He doesn't do it for you.
No. I mean,
I saw F1.
Listen, he was a foregone conclusion for many, many years. And then at one point I was like, all right, Brad.
I've always been Brad. But I was not like Brad. Okay. My husband's like Brad. My husband has had
It's his hall pass, you guys.
It's his hall pass. I think for both of us, it'd be weird. We'd be like that couple on SNL in the
hot
tub.
Pick one of us.
Yeah. No, or be like, we're both.
Pick both of us, Brad. Yeah.
Brad, you're in trouble. You should call security. But I went and saw F1. It's so fun. It is Top Gun on wheels. It's everything, you know me. I fucking want the like slow motion walking to camera.
Give her a catchphrase.
Fuck
yes. She can get on a t-shirt.
Yes. I want like I want the B story to be a romance that sort of you shouldn't allow it. Yeah. I need like a broken story of a man and then a young guy. It's Maverick. Okay.
Okay.
I need it. And he gave it to me. And then I was like, Brad, you're kind of a prince right now. And so then I went back and deep dove I went and watched Seven all over again. That was not an uplifting
experience. Oh, God, don't watch that movie ever. I still have post-traumatic stress disorder from that movie.
I know, but he's so hot in it. And then I was really upset with myself. I was like, stay focused. But then I watched A River Runs Through It, and then I watched Legends of the Fall. My kids have been gone for 4 days. All I've been doing is F1-ing myself.
Wow.
And it's been
What did you do when we were at Grandma's house, Mom? I watched a lot of Brad Pitt movies, spent some alone time.
I told Eleanor such an earnest question. She goes, what are you and Dad going to do when we're out of town for 4 days? I go, No Pants Monday. And she goes, gross. Is that real? I go, yeah, we're going to roll around no pants all Monday. Obviously making a joke.
Yeah.
And then she came back into town. She's like, did you guys have No Pants Monday? And I go, absolutely. All we did was just sat on all the furniture.
I've had low-level nausea all week just thinking about that. Ugh.
She was so rude. I probably scarred her at some point. But I really do think F1 is, again, that kind of like go to the movies, have the full experience. I forgot to tell you this. I do have a pretty awesome F1 experience.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's nothing. No.
This actually, be a PG F1 experience.
It's PG-13. Okay. First of all, Colin went out of town and then the kids went out of town.
Yeah. Boy, so, you just destroyed yourself for a couple of days, didn't you?
Not when the kids were in town, Jen.
No,
keep
but I mean,
classy.
Once they're the overlap. When
yeah,
you
that's
had some
great.
Time to yourself.
It was
yeah.
literally the best thing, except I then just look at photos of them, which is makes me mad at myself. Anyway. Mm-hmm. The kids and I are going to go see a movie. It's the night before they leave to go see their grandparents. And they want to go see How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that, too.
I don't want to see it. I love going to the movies with my kids, but sometimes I'm like, I don't want to see Descendants 14. Like, I want to go see a movie I want to
Wait,
see.
Wait, is there a choice?
I know. That's what I said. Literally, I got to the movie theater, and I was like, I have a choice. They're 12 and 14. Their movie is in theater number 3, and F1 is in theater number 2. So I go, Finn, Eleanor, peace out, baby. I bought you 2 tickets. I'm going to go see my movie, which had 1 ticket left, 1 seat left, right in the middle. It was like God was calling to
yeah.
me. I go, you guys, when you get done, go walk about, stay close. I'll be done, and we'll meet up. Yeah. It'll be great. So I was like, peace out, my popcorn, my Milk Duds, my soda. Yeah. I go into this movie theater, Jen. And it's packed to the gills, except the row that I'm in. There, half of it's packed. I'm like, they're just late. So I sit down next to this man who is, I'll bet 70s.
Okay.
And just to give you, he's wearing like an old New York Yankees hat, a tie-dyed shirt, cargo shorts. And you know those Tevas that look like tennis shoes that yep. have like the
yeah.
toggle?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so...
You were like, sir, we're wearing the same outfit.
So I sit down and he was really nice. And he goes, he's like, he had like this like abrupt way of speaking. He's like, you need some help? Because I had all this popcorn and my candies Aww. And stuff. And I go, oh, thanks so much. I'm good. But we're in those like recliner seats, you know? So it's kind of intimate. I'm like yeah. next to this guy and
Did
next
you hold
to
hands?
Me, Jen. Next to me, there's 4 open seats. I'm like, where the fuck are these people?
They better get here.
So the credits start rolling, and these people are not here. And I am sitting next to, now I know his name is Jim, and he has been giving me information about movies for the last 15, during all the credits. His kids are on the left side, and I'm like, boy, his kids are just fine with me. Like, it felt so weird, right? Because I'm yeah. like,
are you our new mommy?
Jen? The movie is happening. These fuckers to my right never show up. I go to the bathroom twice because the movie's long. I think to myself, I could sit at the end of this aisle, right?
And How not are you going to make Jim feel?
But then I'm going to make Jim feel bad.
Yeah.
So I go sit next to Jim. And turns out those are not his kids. Jim was also on a solo situation. And I think I was on a date with Jim the whole time. Can I tell you, during the movie, there's a part that's so fucking exciting that we high-fived each other. And
no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jim and I became very good friends. And
this is where you become your mom, because she would have gotten his number.
I absolutely knew I should not get his number. I think Jim wanted my number. And yeah, I was like, yeah. I've got some explaining to do when I come out of this movie holding hands with Jim.
Ma'am, I couldn't help but notice your middle toe is long, creeping out of the end of your Tevas. That is exactly the kind of lady that I am into.
Yeah, exactly was 100. I've shared my milk duds. I just didn't. I didn't know what to do with myself.
I don't know. I don't know.
I was like, Kristen, don't try to outdo this. Be in it.
No, listen,
you're not getting out of this date.
I will. Some people get weirded out by doing stuff alone. I will go to a restaurant, eat by myself.
Me too.
All day long. I love it too. Actually. I'll sit there and read the paper. But I haven't been to a movie on my own before.
Really?
Never.
I love it. You know, I have some distraction issues. I get a little mad about phones and loud conversation.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't stop me from saying cool it. But yeah. I do have to say, I was like, Jim, you're literally the problem, and I'm sitting right next to you, and man, I'll fall on the sword for you. I really will. If anybody tells you to be quiet, they're going to have to deal with me, which is the most ironic moment.
Meanwhile, in another part of town, there's a conversation happening where this young person's like, I was behind this first date like a Tinder hookup between this old guy, I know his name is Jim, and this loud talker named Kristen. They're getting to know each other the whole time.
All they talked about was
kept blocking the screen.
Yeah, movie trivia. Like he was like, you know, Rob Reiner produced, and I was like, so many different movies. And then we would go on Bruckheimer. Like it was actually
this.
One of my better dates.
Well, yeah.
And those cool. fucking assholes never came to the movie. To my right, all I could think about is, do you have money just to throw away? Those seats were
there
bought.
Better have been some kind of emergency.
Somebody,
or
I bet somebody
something.
Got in a fight.
Ooh.
I bet a marital situation happened, is what I guess. Is they just, or they just have money to spend. I'm like,
I do have a thing that happened last night.
Yes, please.
That is very middle school typical, you guys. And I'm still reeling over it, and I'm not even sure it's that big of a deal.
Okay.
But so my friend's sister was in town, who I know, like they've been my neighbors for years.
Oh, she Laura's sister?
Yeah.
Oh,
Robin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm just telling everybody's business right now.
I feel very secure in everything you've disclosed, okay. And I know that you are okay.
And also, she's got this 2-year-old who I was like, please bring this 2-year-old to my house and leave him because he's pure joy. My kids had the best time with him. But then she's got a 6-year-old too. And we were catching up. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, Kristen and I are writing this book on middle school, like the tween age, going into teens. And she goes, oh, I got a funny story for you about your son. And I was like,
oh boy.
Like what?
Here it comes.
Now, my son is very easily made uncomfortable by things. Like he had a rough 2 days a couple years ago, and we finally discussed like what had been bothering him, and he was watching YouTube and a topless woman popped up on the screen, and
I don't know if that's a rough day or if that day changed his life forever, and he was like, I just gotta wait this out and then I'll get to see him in 40.
Guilt or conflict, whatever inner struggle that he felt, whatever was unnerving for him, like he felt guilty that he had like, you know, accidentally seen that, had he done something that, because he knows he shouldn't see stuff like that. So he's pretty like a rule follower.
I love that you have had a couple bad days. I'm like, this was a Tuesday for us.
Well, I'm trying to, like, Delilah, God knows what she has seen, and she does not feel the need.
She doesn't feel any fallout. She doesn't feel. She's like fine.
She's like.
Well, she's like, Mom, I think I need. Hey, I need a new bra. And you're like, you don't even need a bra. What do you?
She's like. You look, I've seen all the Twilights, and I'm like, she goes, there's kind of nudity in there. I'm like, what? What? I'm not watching these with her. I don't think there is. I'm like, but anyways, I got to get her those books because I got to get her reading.
Well, she saw the movie. She's not going to go backwards. But there's so many books like that in the space that are good. Anyway, get back to Dashiell.
I just want to tell her there's probably details that she's missing from the movie. Because
I've read all of them. It's,
no? Okay.
They're all right.
Yeah.
They're good for young readers.
So Robin tells me, she goes, Delilah and Dash were swimming in the pool, and I hear them talking about puss and boobs.
Oh.
And I immediately am like, that would never happen. It would be puss and boots. And I don't, like, are you sure you didn't mishear it?
That's a great name for a porn.
You know that's already been done, right?
Has it? Because if not, I'm not into the space, but I'll lend the name. Anyway, puss and boobs?
But I was so like taken aback. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what were they saying? She goes, I don't know. She goes, I just walked in where Dash was saying we should not talk about it. her son Jack was asking questions, and Dash was saying, "You're too young for this. This is like a middle school kind of conversation, whatever." He did the right thing. She goes, yeah. "I thought that was pretty good that he said he was too young for this kind of conversation." I'm like, "He's too young for this conversation."
Yeah, we're conversation.
And Sylvia's sister is too young for this conversation.
Meanwhile, Delilah's like, "Gather around."
I'm honestly more surprised by him, even though he's older, having that conversation than her, because she just loves to, like,
salacious.
Yeah. Like, I could see her being like, "Ugh, your bibs look great." You know, I don't know. I just
remember when Eleanor and Delilah both swam by me and they both were on like floaties and they just went from like left of the screen to the right of the screen. And I was wearing at the very most a black miracle suit V-neck.
Modest. Yeah.
Nothing. And both of them were like, "We can kind of see your boobs.
Put those away."
They had a conversation with each other about the discomfort they were experiencing with me at my own pool with zero people around other than Jen or family.
Yeah.
Dare me get into the pool with my weird big brimmed hat.
Yeah.
They were like, "Your boobs are out." And I was like, "Well, thank you for the counsel on what I'm allowed to wear in my own home."
It's true.
You should have seen me in my 20s.
I know. Well, she's less weirded out by it now and more like, like, thinks
go
it's
girl.
Fun. Yeah. So she tells me about this, and I'm like, I'm reeling, honestly, because puss is a kind of, you're comfortable with that word in my head.
Well, they should have put it in a kid's show, by the way.
Well,
that's, I mean, every time I hear it, I'm like,
I still was like, pussy. I think what they were saying was puss in boots. I'm still not convinced. But so, like, we get inside, the kids
was
are
never
like,
a strong movie.
The kids are all in another room, and I said to my husband, I go, "Do you know what your son was outside talking about? Puss in boots." And he goes, "What?" Like, he asked me what, like 14 times. Like, he could not believe that this was the conversation that was happening
at all.
And I was like, we gotta talk to him. And I was more mad about it that he, as the older kid, would be having this conversation at all in front of his sister and in front of a younger kid swimming by. So I go, "Do you talk about anything in the pool that you shouldn't have been talking about?" He goes,
"Oh no."
His eyes get as big as saucers and he's like, I kind of was. Yeah. And I was like, okay, we need to talk about that later. So then last night when we get home, I'm putting him to bed. I go, "What were you talking about?" And I don't set him up with anything. I don't tell him what I've heard. He goes, "Well, there's this kid's book called Puss in Boots." And Delilah and I were laughing because we couldn't. It was really funny how it sounds like puss in boobs so much. And that was the conversation. And then it was exactly what I thought it was.
But that's not bad.
No, it wasn't. But he is now traumatized because he's like, I told him, I was like, you can't have these clever discoveries around a six-year-old kid.
Also, they're like, the six-year-old's like, "What's puss?
What's boobs?
What are boobs?"
I know.
I missing something?
I feel.
What's
I feel,
a wiener?
I came down on him a little bit hard, I feel like. And I
just think the bigger conversation is everybody's watching all the time. Like I always say, God is always watching. God is the ultimate ring app, okay?
Yeah.
And everybody's watching you all the time, all the time. And I know everything, okay? So if you're having a bullshit conversation, what you do in the dark will come to the light, okay, my friend? So, like, Finn has been, oh my God. He played a basketball game. He played the entire game. He worked so hard. So I let him sit in the front seat. Technically, it was Eleanor's turn, so she was pissed.
Oh, boy.
So she's in the back seat, and she's whenever Eleanor is super mad, she is super funny. And it's terrible. And she's in the back seat. And Finn is just so 14 right now. Everything he says is mildly antagonistic and rude. And, like, he's pushing buttons because he knows that it'll get a rise out of her. And now, right now, she thinks everybody's sexist. Because, you know, so.
Oh, my God, love it.
But
everybody is kind of.
Everybody is kind of sexist.
Yeah.
So we're in the car, and there are three girls that are around Finn's age. We're in the car, and the windows are rolled up. And we're in the car, and Finn's like, hey, ladies, whoa, woo, 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 here, like, not a, he doesn't even know how to cat call, right? You know, it's like he's like a weird cartoon, like, whoa. And Eleanor's like, you're a dirtbag. And so then, so she's so mad at him for getting the front seat. She rolls down the window and she goes, hello, ladies. I just want you to know that my brother thinks you're really attractive. So well done. And Finn, like, slurks down in his seat. He's oh my God, Eleanor. And she goes, his name is Finn Sweeney.
Whoa.
I go, maybe don't tell him.
Yeah, first and last.
First and last in his address next time. And she's so mad. She is... So Finn, like right now, every conversation is like, you can't say that. Don't say that. Nope. Oh, that's not what you say. That's not what you meant. Do you even know what that means? Why are you saying that? Like constant.
But you have to constantly stay on top of them because just this morning, Dash goes, you know, in Newsies, they say the D word. And I was like, it's got to be damn. Because they did it in the middle school. They did Newsies in middle school. And Delilah, who's turning 10, goes, whoa. And he goes, not that D word, the other one. I'm like, so you guys know them all.
They
like,
know them all. Come on.
Behind the scenes, come you have on. Learned every single word. I but just me, I'm learning about it now. I just didn't know they knew.
They know so much. We just don't want to know they know. And also, I don't know how to break it to parents that are trying to be real, like real tight. Tight with their kids.
I know.
They know the most. I don't know what the math is on that, but the ones that were like the most buttoned up parents that were like most concerned about were the ones that had the naughtiest kids.
Yeah.
I mean, know the most and say the most and have seen the most. And they can't wait to break out of the house when they're 14.
I do think like people would be surprised to be like, Jen, you're pretty foul mouthed sometimes. I try not to.
You don't cuss in front of them.
Yeah.
I cuss in front of my kids regularly.
But I said to Dash last night, because it does worry me. I say, like, when he's on YouTube, I go, don't watch the podcast, man. I'm like, please don't.
Are you kidding?
Oh, he's so curious, Chrissy.
Oh, like, mine are not.
And I say, I go, listen, you're not allowed to watch our special on Amazon. You're not allowed to listen to the podcast.
See, but now it's like.
No, because he's asked. But I said to him last night, I go, there is a time and a place for you to get together and you can use those words. You're with your friends. You're going to try them out.
Yeah. Just don't let me hear you and don't get on a Ring app because that's evidence.
I said, you know who you should do it around and it's not a six-year-old kid.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. I know. I go, because I'm going to get on and I'm going to say what I want to with Miss Sweeney and I'm going to do an I'm Mom So Hard show. And I'm going to say whatever I want to on stage. And that's the place for that.
Yeah.
But you got to know the right time and the right place.
You're being really reasonable. I'm like, I'm always watching. So if your foul mouth goes awry, I will know.
I mean, I don't want him to call the police because his friend says fucker or something like that.
But more than anything, I think Finn, I have like these reins on just because I want to make sure that he's always polite. And we do always get nice compliments from other people. I'm sure it's a really nice experience where they're like, your son is so polite. He's so kind. He saw, you know, he'll wave to me in the neighborhood. And I'm like, really, what's it like?
Because no, that's
I have notes.
Yes.
He's rude in our house.
Yeah, they're going to be jerks at home. And then.
Like, I did one time. Oh, no, I can't.
And then what?
No, I did let Eleanor listen to the podcast one time. And I was telling a story about Finn. It was a perfect thing for her to hear me talk about. So then she was like, this is a podcast of talking shit about Finn. And I was like, no, it's not. And then I talked about her room being a complete disaster. And she gave me one of those looks of like, Judas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey man.
Hey, yeah.
It isn't for you. It isn't for you. And we can all agree that I could do 600 of these and you're never going to listen.
Also, I'm going to keep your private information, your like things that
private
are,
enough.
Yes. And like I posted Delilah's wish list for her birthday because that's not private. Okay. Like
she would happily send that out if it meant
she would email that shit just hoping she would get like random. And by the way, she did. Michelle got her all the Dork Diaries books. She texted today. She's like, which ones does she have? I'm like, none of them. She goes, all right, I got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, and 13 or whatever on like one of those buy nothing groups. Like somebody had the whole books. Like
oh my God, she's good at those.
She's so good at it. So I do know that if she knew I published or like put that online, she'd be like, "Why did him?"
Well, they don't get it, and that's fine. I'm gonna thread that needle for as long as I can.
Yeah, me too. I got it.
And what are you gonna do?
Did we just podcast?
We did, but I think we want to send out a little
we
want
to send love to Texas.
Yes, to all the people that have been affected by the floods and by the camp.
We have been constantly thinking about the families affected by this tragedy because they are enduring unimaginable loss. Like I can't imagine what they're going through. I can't imagine the levels
of pain
that they're going through. And we're thinking about you. And I wish there was more we could do. Well, you can donate to the Red Cross.
Yeah, the Red Cross is always a fantastic place to go and donate. And there's so much still going on. Even when this airs, they will still be working so hard. And my husband's from Texas, and to see everybody coming together to and even people from Mexico coming in to help. It's tragic.
Tragedy.
It's tragic. And we know that some of you out there are literally just trying to put one foot in front of the other. And we're here to say that we're thinking of you and we're praying and we hope that you find peace.
Pioneer.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands for the super athletic stuff, like running gear for cruising up the trail.
Woo!
And the super athlete-ish stuff, like fishing gear for chilling by the creek. Nice cast. Fitness apparel to push for higher reps. You got this. And golf balls priced so you can afford to lose one. Or a few. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.